Hey yo, and here we go, another episode of We Talk Music on the air and in your ear. Once again, I'm Martin, and I got with me, he's the king of the casters. As usual, we have Mr. Brett Podcast. But Brett, we have a lot to talk about and not enough time to do it, so let's get going.
That is for sure, for sure. You know, we don't bandy around the word legend often, but when we do, it's because we have a real legend. And today, we have that real legend. He is from Blackfoot. He is from Lynyrd Skynyrd. He has released a new song, which is absolutely amazing. Never Run Out of Road. We are honored to have Ricky Medlock on the show. Ricky, how are you?
Hey, man, listen, thank you too for having me today. I'm very honored to be here.
Well, I mean, you know, the new song is amazing, but I mean, just the fact, like, I'm a huge fan of Blackfoot, so just having you on is amazing, and you know, to say nothing of Skynyrd, right?
Well, you know, I like I kind of indicated to you that I love doing this. It's a way for me to get up close and personal with everybody, and you know, talk history and talk current, and you know, about the bands and about music, and I just love this. Yeah.
So let's talk about Never Run Out of Road. I mean, A, it's an amazing song, but then B, there's such a great story behind it, and you know, and the personal aspect of the charity behind it as well. So let's talk about that first.
Well, it all started here about probably 7 or 8 years ago. I love to write, and I'm here in my, like I said, I'm here in my studio here at my home. And I had this idea, and I started writing this music, and I fed it to a really good friend of mine who is in Blackberry Smoke, Mr. Charlie Starr. And Charlie and I collaborated on this, came up with it, Never Run Out of Road, because both of us are like that. We're touring musicians, so we'll never run out of road, you know. I fed it to him. We collaborated on it, and then I sat on it for, you know, like I said, 7 or 8 years, and then all of a sudden I had this thing: when Skynyrd goes on the road, it's not a good thing to have Ricky Medlock get bored. I don't do very well with. I don't do very well with nothing to do, and my significant other will testify to it, you know. So I decided that when Skynyrd, you know, goes on hiatus for month after month after month, I decided to put a side band together, a side project. And so I had this friend of mine in outside of Minneapolis. His name is Mark Warple, and he was involved with me in the latter days of Blackfoot. Phenomenal guitar player, great talent. I called him, and he's got his own band and had them for years, and they're called Them Pesky Kids. So I called him up and I said, "Hey, Mark," I said, "time's coming up where Skynyrd's going to be taking off. I dread having, you know, 3 or 4 months off where I'm not playing. I can only fish so much, you know, and I'm going to be fit to be tied if I don't have something to do, you know what I mean?" So I said, "I've got an idea. Let me interject myself into your band and just let's go out and play some gigs." Well, we knew we had to have something to promote. So Mark came down here and we sat in this room and listened to a lot of music that I had. And we hit this song. And Mark said, "Let's do this. Let's make this the first song that we put out." Well, I'd been wanting to put out music for a little while and maybe do a song every 3 or 4 months, hit the internet, you know, put it out on all the platforms and see what happened. So this song was the first. And then in comes a guy named Scott Harold, who owns Rock the Cause Records. Well, his whole thing is when he does a record on you, he loves for you to donate in your favorite or, you know, your whatever charity that you want. I had been trying to do a TV show many years ago about missing and murdered indigenous women. Nobody would touch it. They, you know, thanks, but no thanks is basically it. Okay. And I know it's a sensitive subject, and it was going to be, honestly, it was going to be an investigative program, investigating certain people who had disappeared, probably more than likely deceased. And we're talking about probably over 100 years of an epidemic to great proportions. Now, if you can wrap your head around the fact that just in North America, 10% of North America, the United States, makes up, indigenous people make up 10% or less than here, okay? And out of that 10%, damn well near almost 40% of the women have end up like that. So that's a large, large number. So we signed this song, Never Run Out of Road, with Rock the Cause. And I was thinking about who to donate to, what organization, charitable organization. And I called my friend, who is also an actor, and he's very infamous for different movies and TV. His name is Gil Birmingham, and he's currently on Yellowstone as the tribal chairman of the Cheyenne Indians, you know, that's always in conflict with, you know, with the owner of Yellowstone, Dutton. And I called him up and I said, Gil, and Gil has been such a brother to me and great friend. I said, this is what I'm trying to do. And he goes, wow, Ricky, that's commendable. I said, can you tell me of an organization that I could possibly donate to out of this record? And he said, let me call Taylor Sheridan, because they had done a segment, an episode in season 3 about this subject. Well, he called up Taylor. Taylor told him, this is who I donate to, because Taylor really investigated before he went to donating, okay, and found a legitimate organization. Well, Gil come back to me and said, Taylor said, the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center, they're probably about the best that you can get with.
Okay.
So that's who I picked first. Now, there in Canada, you have an organization called Green River Enterprise over east of you, out of Hamilton. And it's with the Eight Nations of the Seneca. And they have an organization which gave me a Lifetime Achievement Award here many years ago. They're called the Dreamcatchers Charitable Fund. So I chose that one. Then I chose to donate. My spouse and I, we just love animals. We're big animal lovers. I donate to a lot of different animal charities. And I wanted to donate to the protection of the North American Wolf Society. So I donate to that. So out of three of them, but the biggest one is the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. We put the song out. And on all your platforms, you can stream it everywhere, of course. And if you go to my website, there's the links there to donate to the charitable places. And there's merchandise and stuff like that. And all that goes to the charities, especially the Indigenous Women's Resource Center. So there you go. That's in short how that all came about.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah, I'm so happy you're shining a light on that. My sister used to work for a center which took in abused women or women on the run and that type of thing. And the percentage of them that were indigenous women and was just mind-numbing. And she would start telling me the statistics, including those of the murdered and missing. And
right.
It blew my mind, and not enough light has shined on it. So, I mean, the fact that this is doing so is, I think it's just a wonderful thing. And I want to thank you for doing
so. Well, I appreciate it, man. It's just, you know what? I'm just a little voice in the midst of all this, all other voices and big things that's happening. I will continue to donate no matter what on the next song we put out. As a matter of fact, Mark and I are close to putting out another one called Rise. And you know what? I'll continue to do that. I'll always continue to try to be some sort of voice in the midst of all this, because I've never professed to be a full native, and I'm not. I'm Lakota. My dad was full Lakota, and my mom, half Creek, Cherokee, and the rest of her was Scottish and English. So I'm a mixture. I'm a mixed bag of tricks, and probably got all the bad, but all the bad ones. You know what I mean? But you know what? I do have enough Indian blood in me that I'm very proud of it. You know, a lot of people, I get, as a matter of fact, this t-shirt, I didn't even realize I put it on this morning until all of a sudden I got it on and I come out and I went, uh-oh, I got on it. But, this actually, I wear this because if you read down through the Declaration of Independence, and it says merciless savages in there. And, you know, a lot of people don't read that far down into it to see that it actually says this in the Declaration of Independence. So a little bit of a rebellious side of Ricky Medlock, which, hey, and Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, we were always rebellious, you know. So I still am. I'm still, you know, I still believe in the things that I believe in and always will, you know. So there you go.
So the
merciless Indian savages, you know.
Well, that's a first for our show, I'll tell you. But
hey, we have a show title.
Now, you know, when you're playing with Skynyrd and stuff like that, and I mean, yeah, especially after the loss of Gary, I mean, like, you know, I thankfully I was blessed to see you guys, you know, before, and I mean, an incredible show. But like, you know, what's it like now, you know, but also carrying on the legacy? Do you feel like almost a pressure from the legacy to carry on?
Well, Gary had made it known to Johnny and myself quite a bit before he passed. And you got to understand, I mean, I'd known Gary since we were, what, 15, 16 years old, you know? Here I was in the original band with him, 2.5, going on 3 years, cut record with him, you know, out of Muscle Shoals. And then got back with him in 96. And Gary had let it known quite often that he never wanted to see Lynyrd Skynyrd, the brand, just fade out into the sunset, you know? Okay. That he always wanted it to go, if it was going to go out on top, you know? To the legacy of it to stay intact and the music to never be forgotten, you know? So when Gary got to the point to where he couldn't make the tours and stuff, you know, and everybody must understand, Gary really, really succumbed to heart issues. And we were always so worried about him. You know, when he was out on the road with us for those last several years before he finally bowed out and said, I got to have somebody to come in, you know, and do this. I was just really worried about him every night. I kept my eyes on him. Both Johnny and I did. And, you know, so he never wanted us to let this whole business of Lynyrd Skynyrd fade out. So when I got the call that he had passed, of course it was a gut shot, you know. I mean, I just, you know, I took it really hard. I think Johnny did in his way. Johnny took it hard, but I took it really hard. I just, you know, it really was a raw spot in my heart. Still is a little bit, but it was a raw spot in my heart for over a year. We do a big tribute to Gary, to the song Tuesday's Gone, in our show. And from the moment we did that, man, I couldn't look at the video. I mean, I miss the guy, even though we have an incredible player on stage with me, a great guy that I've known since the late 80s, early 90s, Damon Johnson. Incredible player in his own right. He had Brother Kane, his old band that had, you know, somewhat success. Then he went on to play with Alice Cooper, Thin Lizzy, several other bands. And when the time came that Gary couldn't make, you know, the tours, Johnny called me up and he says, Ricky, do you know anybody that could possibly come in, you know, and do the parts that Gary always played, try to emulate the sound, the, you know, the lick, everything. And I said, Johnny, there's only one guy that I know that could do all of that. And that's Damon Johnson. And Johnny was like, wow, why didn't I think of Damon? Because Damon had done it in Alice Cooper, to those records that Alice had done. He did it in Thin Lizzy with Scott Gorham. So called Damon, and he was just blown away that he was getting the call, because he'd been a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan, of course, because of being from Alabama. You know, he was from Birmingham. So he had played Skynyrd in clubs all these years. When I gave him a call, he came in on a 3-day rehearsal, and we were out playing gigs with him. So after Gary's passing, he's still here now. And there's not a night that goes by, I will be honest with you, you know, there's not a night that goes by that I look over there and I, you know, I miss him. I think I'm always going to miss him, because I spent so many years with the guy. And you know what, man, he was the best. He was very easygoing, very quiet. You know, he was Gary was an introvert. And but when he had something to say, it come out, you know. But we were all raised in the west side of Jacksonville. We grew up, you know, in tough area. And we learned to be tough. And thank God, you know, we got into music. And I've always said music saved me in many different ways. But as far as Gary goes, man, we still miss him. We loved him, you know, and I know that his spirit's there with us every night. And Johnny and I decided that we'll continue this as long as the fans want it and want to come out and hear that music. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do that. You know what I mean? So to me, it's very important. And it's very important to carry on that legacy and that music. That was great and iconic. I mean, man, think about in 4 short years what those guys did before it all came to an end. And that is really, that's incredible. And you got to, you know, I think about it, Ronnie Van Zant, to have written all those songs. It was almost like he was light years in age, you know, but he had such a great gift. Of being able to write those songs and being able to relate it to everybody, you know, of all walks of life. And they got it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I mean, those songs are never going to die. I mean, the Lynyrd Skynyrd songs are just, I mean, yeah. Everybody knows them. Everybody. Which is incredible. And, you know, and so then when you go out on tour, you know, with the Ricky Medlock band, I mean, I see you play a lot of Blackfoot, and then a couple of Skynyrd in there. Is that kind of the goal usually to bring the Blackfoot stuff up?
Well, you know what I wanted to do when I go out to play, and speaking of that, I mean, I hope we, you know, get the opportunity to come up toward your way to be able to play here in not too long. What I wanted to do was go out and cover all this music that's been in my life, you know, Blackfoot, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and other artists that had big influences on me. You got to realize Hendrix, Clapton, Beck, Jimmy Page, Billy Gibbons, all these players had big influence on me, especially Eric Clapton. And so in the show, then when it gets into singers, the biggest singer of all of an influence on me was Paul Rodgers. I love Paul Rodgers, you know. So we did a set where we go through songs covering from A to Z. And we wind it out, of course. You know, at the end of the night, we do Highway Song and Train Train. But then for the encore, we come back. And, you know, this past time when we were out playing, we came back and did Cream's version of Sitting on Top of the World. And it was a load of fun. Oh, I'm sorry, not Sitting on Top of the World, Born Under a Bad Sign. And we went out and played Born Under a Bad Sign. It was really funny. The bass player, Johnny, when we were doing it in rehearsal, he goes, "My God, man, you're playing the lead." He said, "I can swear I'm standing next to Clapton, you know?" And I went, "That's where I learned, you know? I would sit down and learn note for note the leads of stuff." So then followed by Whiskey Train, and that's always fun, by Procol Harum. You know, it's just these influences that I had in my life, and I wanted to cover all this, you know?
Well, you know, it's, yeah, because that's the thing. I mean, you've got such a depth and breadth of music, A, that you've done. But yeah, I mean, you talk about your influences like that. Now, was there ever, you know, and I know we have to let you go really soon. Like, was there ever a moment, like, I mean, I think about the 1986, you know, Ricky Medlock and Blackfoot album. You know, are there any moments where you were kind of forced into doing certain things, like, you know, adding keyboards to the songs?
Well, now that those years are gone, I'll be quite honest, okay? Probably adding the keyboards to the band was probably the worst decision we ever made. The record company pushing us for a hit. We need a hit, you know? And where we made our mistake, really, to be honest with you, was trying to write a hit. If you write songs and they become hit songs, okay? Instead of letting us do what we did and figure out where to go and take the time to figure out great songs that could possibly turn into a hit, we were pushed. We kept getting pushed. When the Strikes album came out and went platinum, you had Highway Song and Train Train was the hit, and we were getting huge response out of Left Turn on a Red Light. Well, the record company decided they didn't want to release that as a single, which really bummed me out because it was getting such a big response live that they were calling radio stations and requesting it. I could never figure that out. And I think it was a case of business people not understanding the South. Okay. So, there you go. There's the history. And then the next thing you know, we're busting wide open in Europe. And then both presidents of the label over, one over here in the United States and the president of the label over in Europe, they get into an argument. And then we're caught right in the middle of it. And finally, man, I was like middle finger in the air, you know? We got caught in it, and it just, that started the demise of the band. And you know what? It's so sad that it did, because Blackfoot was becoming majorly huge in Europe. I mean, we were playing to sold out shows. I mean, it was really becoming the thing, and the next thing you know, it imploded. And I even go when Skinner goes over to Europe to tour, I have people coming up to me, you know, going, "My God, man, you guys were so freaking awesome. You know, we're so sorry that it just went away." Well, no sorrier than I am. You know what I mean? So that's the part of this business that I really, I just loathe. You know what I mean? And it's, I guess it's still prominent today, I reckon, you know?
Yeah, probably. But yeah, well, of course. I mean, but, you know, and I hate to leave on such a downer note, but I know that you've got another interview coming up, but I mean, we barely scratched the surface of our questions, so.
Now, what I will say, you know, why don't you get all of, why don't you get all the young lady that put us together and have her to book another part two, and we can get more in depth. I'm inviting you to do that. We can get more in depth because I'd like to visit you, you know, where maybe we can stretch out a little bit and we can get more in depth with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. So right now, please tell everybody how they can keep up with you, where they can find you, and how they can stream Never Run Out of Road.
Well, Never Run Out of Road can be streamed on all your platforms at my website, rickymedlock.com. You can find the links there to donate to the charitable organizations. Merchandise is on there, and that money goes to the charitable organizations. You can keep up with me on my website and Skinnerd, you know, and we're going to be, I mean, we're out touring right now. We're on break right now, but we'll be back out soon. And on the platforms, it's on Never Run Out of Road, of course, on my website, but on Spotify, you know, Apple Music, all of it, you know, every bit of it, YouTube, the whole bit. So I urge everybody, give it a listen. And if you got if you got some change in your pocket that you want to get rid of, donate to the charities, because it's really, really worthwhile to help out a great, great cause that needs paying attention to a long time ago.
Awesome. Well, Ricky Medlock, it's been an honor. I look forward to talking to you again, and we certainly wish you nothing but the best in the future, and we're excited for round two. So thank you so much.
Yes. Round two coming up soon.
Awesome. All right. Awesome. Well, good luck, Ricky, and we will talk to you again.
Hey, I appreciate
thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
and fall with the moon. Lord, it's always hard with goodbyes. This life of mine's another traveling tune. I've got my reason for moving on, and I'll never run out of road. The truth will lead me on. I've got good reason for being gone, and I'll never run out of road till the good Lord leads me on. Till the good Lord leads me on. My granddaddy, I chose mine. Didn't need to make no crossroads deal. Headed for the line. I've got my reasons for moving up and on. And I never run out of road. I've got good reasons. And I never run. Good Lord, please be home.